Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. I spent some time over the weekend, and I know I probably need some other hobbies, reviewing a new report from the Brookings Institute titled Automation and Artificial Intelligence: How Machines Are Affecting People and Places. In the report, Brookings sought to examine, like plenty of other organizations have in the last few years, what the potential impact of advanced technologies, automation, and AI will be on the labor market. Mainly, they looked at which kinds of jobs and in which areas are more or less likely to be affected, changed, and potentially replaced as technology continues to improve and advance. There's plenty of interesting information in the 100-plus page report. And for those of you who are interested in this sort of thing, I would definitely take some time and go through it all. But for a shorter kind of Amazon Alexa Happy Hour Show version, here are what were, to me, the three most interesting findings, conclusions, and takeaways from the report. Number one, contrary to a lot of hype and hysteria around automation and AI, most jobs are not highly susceptible to automation. While almost no single occupation will be completely unaffected by the adoption of new technology, the impact on jobs will be of varying intensity and significant for only about 25% of jobs. Another 52 million or so jobs, which is about 36% of the labor force, will see some impact or a medium impact from new technology. And another 39% of jobs will only see a low impact from new technology. This disparate impact on jobs reminds me of that old saying, the future has already arrived, it's just not evenly distributed. Finding number two, lower wage jobs are, on average, more exposed to potential automation. Within the variability expressed in that first point, Brookings also broke down what kinds of jobs and at what types of wages and in what geographic areas are most prone to be impacted by technology. And lower wage jobs are, on average, more susceptible than higher wage jobs to automation. And that's because those jobs are tending to be operated made up of largely routine, predictable, physical and cognitive tasks. They're the ones most vulnerable to automation in the short and medium term. Think jobs like office administration, simple production jobs, maybe food preparation. According to Brookings, those roles, they tend to pay the lowest wages today, and they are at the most risk. The danger of this, of course, is that the people holding these kinds of jobs also tend to be the least prepared to make a job shift into roles or jobs that are more complex, higher up the wage scale, and therefore less likely to be impacted by technology. And finally, number three, in addition to automation varying widely across many types of jobs and wage levels, automation of jobs is also going to vary widely by location as well. The larger relative impact will be felt, according to Brookings, in smaller and more rural areas. Basically, workers in smaller and more rural communities are about 10 percentage points more likely to have their jobs adversely impacted by technology than workers in urban areas. This could be a byproduct of the continuing challenge that smaller communities have in keeping their skilled and younger workers from leaving to seek better opportunities in larger towns and cities. Brookings does make some recommendations for localities, companies, education, and for people themselves in order to be better prepared for the ongoing waves of technology automation. And we'll cover that in a later HR Happy Hour on Alexa show. But for now, suffice to say, understanding the problem and the challenge is an important first step into solving it. Take some time to look at that whole report if you can. I'll link to it in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.